Hi, everyone. So I'm in Maui right now. It's Sunday night, about 9 o'clock. And this isn't the show that I had originally planned to record. I actually had all sorts of good things to talk about, and hopefully I'll be able to get to those up the road. It's been an interesting week for me. On one hand, Maui has been very accommodating, and I've been the ultimate nimble photographer, just traveling with my Olympus Tough, an iPhone 10, my Apple Watch, and some AirPods, and just enjoying the atmosphere here, the beautiful beaches, the water, everything. But an interesting thing happened. We flew here on Tuesday, last Tuesday, and on Wednesday, a fire broke out up in Geyserville, which is a ways north of both my house, that is in northern Santa Rosa, and the studio, which is more in central Santa Rosa. So we saw the alerts because all of us who live in Sonoma County now, we're on the alert system. So if anything happens with the trains, with the sheriff's department, any of that kind of stuff, we get a text alert, which is really handy. So we're here on Wednesday, our first day here, and we get an alert about this fire called the Kincaid Fire that's up in Geyserville. And right away, having been through two consecutive years of fires already and having been evacuated in 2017, both from home and studio, and on the run for 10 days, trying to outrun the Tubbs Fire, you can imagine the minute we see anything about fire in the area, we're concerned. High winds predicted yesterday, Saturday night. There were winds up to 90 miles an hour in some of the passes, fueling this fire. And what happens is, when the winds are that intense, there's really nothing that firefighters can do. And the fire just sort of creates its own atmosphere at that point. And, you know, you can build fire breaks and do what you want. They tried to build a fire break at Highway 128, which is northeast of us, and had worked on it for quite a while. And when the winds kicked up, the fire managed to jump the break and go to the other side of 128, the west side of the highway there. So every day that went by that we were here, the fire got a little bit larger. So Thursday, concern. Friday, more concern. Saturday, it had grown to the point of serious concern. Our house with the house sitter, cat sitter, and everything had been evacuated already. And Sylvester, our cat there, who had survived the Tubbs fire barely, was evacuated down to my studio where Dibs is. And they're both there right now. Unfortunately, about 1 in the morning last night, even the studio, which is pretty much in central Santa Rosa, fell under a mandatory evacuation. And so the cats are there, and you know, we're just crossing our fingers. They have food and water and so forth, but we're crossing our fingers the fire doesn't get close to them at all. So that leads me to this podcast right now. What we decided to do was we're cutting our trip short so we can get back to Sonoma County as quickly as possible. So I'm going to fly out with Teresa on Monday. We're going to catch Alaska Airlines, by the way, who, you know, we're working with on this, was fantastic. I called them up and I told them what our situation was and that we needed to get back. They found us another flight. They got us good seats. And they did not charge us a change of flight fee. So just hats off to a job well done by them. Hopefully they can get us on the ground in San Francisco on Monday night, which is what we're shooting for right now. Once we get back to San Francisco on Monday night. We're hoping that we can get up to the studio, rescue the cats, get them with us, and then figure out what the situation is, whether we can stay at the studio, which is, as I said, technically in an evacuation zone. It's on the edge of it, but nonetheless, it's there, or if we have to evacuate somewhere else. So taking all of that into account, I thought I should let you know what's going on, because if I don't, I'm so regular with the podcast, I take a lot of pride in that, then I was concerned that you might fear the worst, and I do not want you to do that. At the moment, my family in Sonoma County, they're all safe. They're all evacuated to various spots, but they're all safe. And at the moment, the two cats down the studio are safe, and Teresa and I are going to try to get back to them before anything happens. The big concern we have is that the winds are supposed to kick up again on Tuesday night, and we want to be there to deal with that when that happens. And I don't want to be here in Maui, as wonderful as it is, and my gosh, is it beautiful here. We don't want to be here worrying about it. So we just cut the trip short, and we're going to be home on Tuesday when those winds kick up. Hopefully, we will skirt all of this. We just saw a report that there are some hot spots around our house in northern Santa Rosa. Windsor is already dealing with fires, and the Windsor is a town just north of us. So hopefully by the time we talk again next week, I'll have some good news for you, and we'll be able to get back to the wonderful business of making beautiful pictures, regardless of what tools we have. But until then, I think I'm going to sign off the podcast for now. I'll try to do posts on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. So if you want to see what's going on, that would be a good place to find out. Thank you all for your support and your understanding. And anyone who is listening who resides in the fire areas of Sonoma County or Northern California or Southern California right now, be safe, do the right thing, get ahead of the curve, don't wait till the last minute, and take care of your family and your pets. All right, love you all. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye now.